day.
In the palm. 5 points used to be.
No, really?
5 points, 5 points, yeah.
And we're back. Can you guys hear me okay?
Great.
I touched a wire. Folks, that was Billy Joel's Goodnight Saigon, one of my favorite songs to recognize our Vietnam veterans. And, you know, that came out at a time when Vietnam veterans are finally being recognized for their service. You know, for years they weren't treated very well, as many of us know, in this country. And so one of my great privileges as alderman is I got to volunteer for the Moving Wall presentation we had. You know, the Vietnam Veterans Wall in Washington, D.C. has a moving component of it, which I think is even more impressive than what's in D.C. there, because it comes to your town. And each night, like the opening night, Mayor Riley had recognized the 14 sons of Waukesha who'd lost their lives in Vietnam. And then on pursuing nights, different mayors from different area cities in Waukesha County also came. And different veterans all, you know, came as well. And it was very moving and very, you know, I hope we get to do that again, and I highly encourage everyone to participate if we do. So, again, thinking of those who gave their lives and also those who came home but had lost a great deal, and keeping all of you in our hearts this weekend. And, again, this is kind of tough. You know, it's a very special and somber weekend, but for me this is also a real privilege, and I'm having a riot here. I'm having a blast with these young men. Our esports undefeated state champions from Waukesha South. And during the break, we mentioned that I was trying to ask what a typical game is like when these guys are doing battle. And there's three going on, and there's a fourth. And that fourth comes in if somebody, like, gets hurt, you know, figuratively, of course, or they lose their internet. And but there's a language you speak, or there's a different code. There's, like, abbreviations. And can you talk about that, Dante? Or
I mean, yeah, it's basically we just try to tell each other where we are on the field. So we try to say it as quickly as possible in case something changes, because Rocket League is such a fast-paced game and you have to react to so many different variables at the same time.
Sounds great. Hey, are we taking calls, Jason? Because I know Dan Schreier, I think, just tried calling in, our athletic director. His message here is that Andy is awesome. Glad he's on the show.
Oh.
So he didn't say anything about the players, but no, I'm sure. No,
they're just
Mr. Schreier. Yeah, Dan. Yeah, he's very big on the kids, on the students. Excuse me, on these young men. So, yeah. So, any other code or abbreviations or what? Like what? Oh, I know what I was going to ask. Was there any other, like, a lingo or?
I can't think of any.
How does it work? So, you're taking on one team at a time, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And does someone choose the actual game you're playing, or is that pre-selected before that?
Almost all competitive games are just playing soccer.
Okay.
So there's nothing.
Oh, really? It's soccer? Okay. Because if it was Missile Command, I'd smoke all you guys. Just putting that out there right now. If we're
What was it? During one of the practices, they explained to me that there's different versions of Rocket League. And I was like, what? And the Lucas was explaining to me, like, was there one where like the floorboard breaks?
Yeah, there's one, it's called drop shot. Basically, you hit the ball into the floor, and then the floor breaks, and that becomes the goal. So you hit it into the floor.
Sure, okay. And then, but you can do, like, Madden or any of those things that have, like, pro athletes on it, because then you got to pay the royalties, right, if you're using that bat. Yeah. Okay, so cool. So it's generic, like, I shouldn't say generic, but I'm sure it's a very advanced, well-written game. Is that something many of you, like CJ would aspire to, where you're actually designing the games? Is that part of what you're doing, you're just more on the
live streaming content live creation.
I'm going for game development.
There's a game
development major at Whitewater, and that's where I'm hoping to go. But that's what it is.
At Whitewater, huh?
Yeah.
They have a great program for that.
Yeah, they have game development major. So
fantastic. Well, they would be foolish not to, like, offer you a full ride given what you've achieved so far.
Yeah, exactly.
Junior, right?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, you're only a junior. You got 1 year left. So, yeah. So they should be pounding on your door. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. So, and then what year are you, Dante?
I'm a sophomore.
The sophomore.
Yes.
Excellent. And you know sophomore is it's Latin for wise fool.
I did not.
My mom's a Latin teacher. So you know. But you know what, though? It's you're having fun doing something you love.
Yes.
And you're also gaining professional technical skills. So hence the wise fool. But that's and now, CJ, what year are you?
I'm also sophomore.
Sophomore, okay. And now these other guys that are probably still in bed after a long night of partying, what year is David Johnson and Lucas Menzer?
Junior. They're both junior.
They're both junior. Yep. Yeah, so I mean, it's like you're not losing anybody.
They were not really intimidated at the end of the competition. Yeah. Like, wait, none of you guys are seniors, so you're not rotating out.
Yeah,
so.
A bunch of people that were at the state were seniors. So.
Sure. Can you repeat that again, Andrew, in the mic? Like, I just want to make sure everyone hears that again.
About so they're all seniors. At the end of the competition, at state competition, some of the players were worried because they were like, none of you guys are rotating out. You're going to be there back next year.
Like, see, you guys are going to walk in a room and everyone's just going to panic. And they're just going to like. And then, Luis, you'd heard somebody observe something. Like, it was a chime in here that some of the feedback from one of the fans or maybe about how well these guys play together. Like the.
Oh, right.
Just the mojo they have and the synchronicity. Yeah.
So what they were saying is these guys have a special chemistry, and I think that that's really important. You were saying that Cookie was saying that he's in the back sometimes backing up, very important role, but the way that they play together is they know where everyone is on the what is it called?
The pitch,
whatever it is, right?
The pitch, I love it. I feel like I'm back in Ireland with my family.
I mean, they're just like the Beatles. It's amazing. So, yeah.
The Beatles, yeah. Because I was thinking these guys should be the Fab Five, you know, when you include CJ. So, or we got to think of a great, you guys are like the Four Horsemen of the, like, what was Notre Dame had this legendary backfield, and they're called the Four Horsemen, like the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. So we got to come up with an, you know, maybe the Cookie Monsters or
All right.
Well, we'll work on that because, you know, you guys are living legends. You guys are, you know, this is really cool. And especially, again, you know, thanks to Luis, we have all this data. There's, you know, 79 viewers of eSports. 79 million, excuse me, 79. That's my show viewership. No,
79 viewers, let's go.
So,
watching,
79 million viewers. I mean, you got, yeah, it's like we're gonna be seeing you guys, like, in faces in the crowd in Sports Illustrated or, like, a feature or cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, exactly.
Heck with faces in the crowd. You guys are the household names, so. But that is that's terrific. So, hey, we talked about other possibilities to recognize this amazing team, and I'm thinking, and Dan Schreier, if you're still listening, like, you know, having him come out at halftime of a football game, maybe the first game, which is the alumni day, I think that'd be really cool. And get some, you know, some alumni checks while you're there. You know, these guys they give a great presentation. So maybe even set up in the tent there, as well, you know, while they're enjoying adult beverages, you guys could really rock their world. So, and then during Waukesha Unlocked, we're throwing this out that we're inviting the esports team maybe to come in and do a demo while we're inviting people to come view Waukesha, maybe have you here in the studio. I mean, the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. So that's terrific. So, but you guys can't rig elections, right? No. I'm just kidding. Forget I said that. That was not it. I think Jason just censored me there. I hear my mic cutting in and out. Jason,
you're taking some liberties today, Don. But it's been
a fun show.
So. It's good.
Yep. No, forget I said. Scratch that. So, but no. But it's cool though. The things that you guys are learning probably has applications in other areas of technology. Security and integrity of our elections. So, but. Very neat. And so what do your other teachers think of this esports thing? Is it, they think it's, you know, are they supportive or do they think, you know, dominating their time? They're not focused on English or social studies or
I'd probably say most
sciences.
Of my teachers have been supportive, at least the ones that know of it are pretty supportive. They aren't like,
sure,
like you're missing homework or whatever, because I don't miss homework. I'm such a good student.
Sure.
But yeah, everyone's pretty supportive of it, so it's pretty cool.
Very cool. That's neat. And, you know, one thing, who designed the logo again? They have their own unique logo that I think would look cool on the football helmet even. They're all pointing at Coach Andrew. Yeah, but Andrew's pointing at Dante. These guys really are like the Beatles. They're like a laugh a minute. This is classic.
Yeah, like Dante, we originally had something else, and I was like, oh, man, it was too colorful, so we couldn't put it on a shirt. And Dante came up and showed me this one, and I was like, it's perfect. It was like two color, right, black and red. And then I mentioned, like, that's pretty cool that you, like, secretly put, like, two hands in it. And he just looked at me and, like, what are you talking about?
Get that trademark. Get that trademark. Yeah, absolutely. So when we come back from the break, we're gonna have one of the players come around so you can at least see this logo. And then, So how are we doing on time, gentlemen? I think we're winding. Yep. Okay. So, yeah, we have a few more bills to pay. And then stick around for the final segment of the show. Lots to talk about with these bright young men, what they've achieved so far, and the bright futures they have ahead. And, of course, their amazing coach and teacher, Andrew Yep. Don't go away. This Week in Waukesha continues.
I'm going to see like that.
Oh, can you put it on?